感谢主给我们这样的机会，早晨能够在他的脚前，我们来在饼杯的面前，我们来纪念我们的主。
I thank the Lord this morning for the opportunity to come before the table and worship Him.
在我们开始之前，我们有一个祷告。
Let us pray before we begin.
主，我们再次感谢您，感谢您在这恩典里面，我们能够聚集在你的脚前。
Lord, we truly thank you. It is in your grace we can gather before your footstool.
主实在是愿意我们在这世上的日子我们不拣选自己的道路。
Lord, truly our desire is that while we're here on the earth, that we will not choose our own ways.
主让你来带领我们。
But that you can lead us.
让我们做一个顺命的儿女。
That we can be obedient children.
早晨来与我们说话。
May you speak to us this morning.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，我们早晨呢，我跟张匡弟兄和弟兄姐妹来分享。
This morning, I and my brother will share with you.
我们开始，我们先来读几处的经文。
As we begin, we want to read a couple of scriptures.
我们读《路加福音》第八章。
First, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8.
那我们打开《路加福音》第八章，我们读第五节到第八节。
Luke chapter 8, we'll read from verse 5 to 8.
路加福音第八章第五节，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，被人践踏，天上的灰鸟又来吃尽了；有落在磐石上的，一出来就枯干了，因为得不着滋润；有落在荆棘里的，荆棘一同生长，把它挤住了；又有落在好土里的，生长起来，结实百倍。耶稣说了这些话，就大声说：“有耳可听的，就应当听。”
Verse 5. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell beside the road, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air ate it up. Other seed fell upon rocky soil, and as soon as it grew up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it out.Other seed fell into good soil, and grew up, and produced the crop 100 times as great. As he said these things, he will call out, He who has an ear to hear, let him hear.
那我们再读11节到15节。
And we'll continue to read from verse 11 to 15.
这比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道，那些在路旁的就是人听的道，随后魔鬼来，从他们心里把道夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。那些在磐石上的，就是人听到欢喜领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，乃至遇见试炼就退后了。那坐在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，走开以后，被今生的私利、钱财、厌乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。那落在好土里的，就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
Verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those beside the road are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, so that they will not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky soil are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no firm root. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away.The seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked with the worries and the riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in honest and good heart, and hold it fast, and bear fruit with perseverance.
好，我们最后一处的经文在哥林多后书第九章第十节。
Then lastly, we'll read from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10.
哥林多后书九章十节，那四种给撒种的，四两给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又添增你们仁义的果子。
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now he who supplies seed to sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest for your righteousness.
今天呢，我要借着这个撒种的比喻呢，来跟大家分享我们对神话语的反应。
So this morning I want to use this parable of the sower to share with us, with everyone, the reaction of us, our reaction to the word of God.
我们大家对这个比喻都非常的熟悉。
We all know this parable very well.
因为这是主他刚出来传道的时候所传讲的信息。
This is the message the Lord has shared with his disciples when he first came out to his public ministry.
而且这个比喻呢，同时也记载在马太、马可福音。
And this was this parable is also recorded in the book of Matthew and Mark.
而且呢，这个比喻呢，主自己有解释。
And he explained it himself.
因为主耶稣说，他比喻是天国的奥秘。
Because he says this parable is the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
只有叫门徒们知道。
And it's told to the disciples so that they can understand.
所以呢，主在这里把他的比喻呢，在三处福音书里面，他都有解释。
And so in three gospel books, it's recorded not only the parable itself, but also his explanation.
所以呢，是非常重要的一个比喻。
So we see this is a very important parable.
那我们知道这个比喻呢，不只是光对还没有信主的福音朋友说的。
And we know this parable is not only for gospel friends.
其实这个比喻呢，是对每一个，同时也是对每一个蒙恩的儿女来说的。
But it is also for everyone who has already been saved by grace.
这个比喻呢，说到我们人呢，听了神的话之后，我们的反应是怎么样
？This parable talks about our reaction after we have heard the word of God.
有的人可以结实，有的人不能够结实。
Some people will bear fruit, other people cannot.
所以基本上呢。这里是一个撒种的人呢，他出去撒种。
So here this is a sower who went out sowing his seed.
他撒在这个种子呢，落在四个不同的地方。
And the seed was fallen on four different places.
他这里讲到有落在路旁的。
Some fell along the wayside.
有落在土浅石头地的。
Some fell on the rocky soil.
有落在荆棘里的。
Some fell among the thorns.
还有落在好土里面。
And others fell in good soil.
主耶稣说了这个比喻之后说有耳可听的就应当听
And as he spoke this parable he calls out saying he who has an ear to hear let him hear
所以呢主把这个种子撒出去的时候呢他不管你的光景一样怎么样每个人都有种子
So as the Lord is speaking this parable it's like he's sowing the seed doesn't matter what our condition is we have all received the seed
只看我们怎么样对这个种子的反应
But the problem is, how should we react to the seed?
所以这里呢，这个故事一开始呢，我们来想象这个故事。
So let us put ourselves in this story.
他说有一个撒种的人，他出去。
So first there is a sower who went out sowing his seed.
他出去做什么？他出去撒种。
And he went out sowing his seed.
他种子呢？我们知道这种子就是神的道。
And we know the Lord explained the seed is the word of God.
这个撒种的呢，就是主自己。
And the sower is the Lord Himself.
那我们知道呢，主的道是活泼的，是有功效的。
And we know the word of God is living; it's effective.
我们知道主耶稣当他出来传道的时候，他第一句只说的话是“天国近了，你们就应当悔改。”
The first thing the Lord said as he went out for public ministry is that repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们知道2000多年以来，这句话唤醒了多少沉睡的灵魂
And we know for 2000 years this one simple word has awakened so many souls
很多人听了说天国近了你们当悔改就悔改了
And many people heard his calling saying repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand and they repented
就看你的心是个什么样的心
And it depends on what their heart was
自从亚当失败以后
ever since the fall of Adam
人堕落
And the corruption of men.
神就开始那恢复的工作。
As soon as that happened, the Lord began His restoration work.
神要我们回到他的面前。
The Lord wants us to restore us before His presence.
以色列人失败了。
The Israelites failed.
但神的工作要继续往前。
But the work of the Lord continued to press on forward.
在旧约马拉基书以后，神沉默了400年。
After the book of Malachi in the New Old Testament, the Lord was silent for 400 years.
最后，主自己来到世上，差遣他的独生儿子来到世上。
Then the Lord Jesus came to the earth himself，
来做那拯救恢复的工作。
He came as the only begotten of the Father to do。
主耶稣在这个时候，他成了一个撒种的人。
And he came to do the work of restoration. He became the sower of the seed。
所以我们只要想到主， 他成了人的样式来到地上做一个撒种的人。
And now as we can picture the Lord incarnated as man onto this earth, and he became a sower of seed.
今天这个种子是落在我们每一个人的心中。
And today the seed has fallen in all of our hearts.
因为我们都听了神的道。
Because we have all heard the word of God.
我们都听过神的话。
We have all heard his voice.
那我们来看看第一个落在路旁的。
So now we can see, the first condition that fell along the wayside.
落在路旁的种子呢，是被人践踏。
And this seed that fell along the wayside was trampled underfoot.
这个人听到了主的道，他根本不在乎。
And this person heard the word of the Lord, and he did not care for it.
他轻看主的话。
And he despised the word of the Lord.
因为他实在是不明白。
Because he did not understand it.
也不能相信。
Nor can he believe.
所以很快的魔鬼撒旦就把这个种子从我们的心中就拿走了。
So quickly the devil came and took away the word of the Lord.
那很多时候是因为我们对主的话我们不清楚。
So often it is because we're not very clear, nor do we understand the word of God.
种子是有生命的。
The seed has a life.
这种子是主自己他是给我们的。
The seed was given by the Lord himself.
但是多少时候在旧约时候以色列人因着信心的不足他们在旷野就倒闭。
But very often, just like the Old Testament time, the Israelites, because they lacked the faith, and so they fell in the wilderness.
所以很多时候我们因着不信这个种子没有办法在我们的心中来发芽来成长。
Therefore, very often, because of our unbelief,The seed cannot grow in our heart.
所以我们今天很多时候，我们听主的话，我们右边进去，左边就出来了。
And just like today, as we hear the word of God, often it goes in one ear and goes out the other.
所以第一种的人就是我们不明白，也不清楚，也不相信，也不重视主的话。
And this is the first condition that we do not understand. We're not very clear, and we cannot believe and accept the word of God.
第二种呢是这个种子呢落在土浅石头地。
And second group of people are those who fell along the rocky soil.
主怎么来解释这句话呢
？How does the Lord explain this?
说人听得到就欢喜领受，但心中没有根。
He says they who hear it receive the word with joy, but they have no firm root.
不过暂时相信，遇见试炼就退后就跌倒。
They believe for a while, but in time of temptation, they fall away.
这个根本呢的原因呢是没有根。
So the root of the matter is that it has no root.
我们知道呢，我们种树、种花、种菜，弟兄姐妹们很多种菜的都从种子开始。
And many of our brothers and sisters garden at home, we all know that we start with a seed.
如果没有根的话，太阳一出来一晒就干了，就死了。
If the seed does not grow root, then the sun will come up and scorch on it, and it will dry up and die.
可是我们知道，种子要成长是需要太阳的。
But we know that for the seed to grow, it needs the sun.
所以适当的打击与试炼是必须要的。
Therefore, temptations and trials are necessary.
可是有时候我们对主的不认识、不明白、不相信。我们没有办法扎根。
But so often, because we do not believe or understand, our root does not grow very, very deep.
因为扎根是需要高发功夫，是需要时间的。
Because it takes time, it takes effort to grow roots.
所以在以赛亚书，他鼓励我们要往下扎根，来向上结果。
Therefore, Isaiah says, we need to take root downward and bear fruit upward.
也有喜爱耶和华律法的人，他才能够像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
And Psalm says, those who delight in the word of the Lord, and he is like a tree planted by the river.
就是要扎根的话，就是要常常默想主的话。
So if we want to grow roots, then we need to meditate on the Lord.
很有意思，我们扎根这件事情是很有意思的。
And the growing root is a very interesting matter.
我们想想看，主的话有没有在我们心里扎根？我们是可以试炼的。
And we can test to see whether the word of God has taken root in our heart.
当难处来的时候，我们心里有没有主的话
？When difficulty comes, is there a word of God reminding you in your heart?
如果那根主的话在我们心里已经扎根了，我们就能够。起来，来对付这个难处。
If there is a word of God taken root in your heart, then it will spur up at time of difficulty and lead you through trial.
那主的话就能够帮助我们度过各样的难处。
And the word of God can help you and to, that we can go through trials.
就像有弟兄姐妹们工作没有了。
Just as there are brothers and sisters who have lost their jobs.
因为我也曾经没有工作过。
And I have also gone through, this type of trial before.
那是十多年前的事。
And about 10 years ago, I lost my job.
可是有一句话就扎根在我的心里，从十几年来就一直在我的心里。
But when that happened, I realized there was a word of God that took root in my heart and reminded me all these years.
那句话在哥林多，在彼得前书五章六节。
And it was found in 1 Peter chapter 5.
第六节说到，人若自卑，伏在神的大能手下，到了时候，他必叫你升高。
Chapter 5 verse 6 says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and in time, he will exalt you.
所以那个种子呢，在13年前呢，就丢在我的心里。
And so the Lord has casted that seed in my heart.About 13 years ago.
这13年来，那这根这句话已经在我心里扎根了。
And after 13 years, the seed has already taken root.
所以当弟兄姐妹有难处的时候，我也可以把这句话来与弟兄姐妹来分享，来鼓励。
So when our brothers and sisters were falling into the same difficulties, I can share with them this word.
所以我们对主的话是需要扎根的。
So we need to take the word of God and allow it to grow root.
如果根不深的话，一下子枯干就忘记了。
If the root is very shallow, then quickly it will wither and will forget it.
那第三种呢，是落在荆棘里的。
And the third type, the seed was fallen among the thorns.
这主怎么解释这句话呢
？How does the Lord explain this?
就人听了道，走开以后就被今生的私欲、钱财、宴乐挤住了。
And the Lord explains it as thus.That these have heard it, and as they go on their way, they were choked by the worries and the riches and the pleasures of this life.
结果呢，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。
And brings no fruit to maturity.
就是说，在这种土里面，在荆棘的土里面呢，我们是可以成长的。
And it means among the thorns we can grow a little.
我们是跟荆棘一同成长。
And we're growing together with the thorns.
我们种菜的话，我们很清楚，杂草很喜欢跟我们的菜一起长。
And if we're planting in your garden, then you know weed always like to grow together with the vegetable.
而且杂草呢，长得比菜快。
And very often weed grows faster than the vegetables.
而且杂草的根呢，比菜的根还要深。
And also the weed will take deeper roots than the vegetables.
那说到什么呢
？So what does that mean?
说到的撒旦魔鬼是在向吼叫的。狮子要到处寻找可吞吃的人。
And we see our enemy is like a roaring lion seeking to devour.
多少时候我们立志在主里面，我们要有一点追求。
So often we make a determination, we want to be rooted in the Lord and pursue after Him.
可是这今生的思虑，我们钱财的迷惑跟各样的私欲进来。
But the worries of this life and the confusions of riches and all different kind of pleasures will enter in.
就把主的话给挤住了。
And it will choke up the word of God.
挤住主的话就发生不了功用。
And the word of God cannot take its effect.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们活在这个世界上。
We today live in this world.
我们的精力有限，我们的生命也有限。
Our energy is very limited. Our life is limited.
我们每天一早起来，我们所想的是什么呢
？What do we think about the first thing we wake up in the morning?
我们如果一早起来就劳苦担重担
，If every morning we take up our toil and we take up the burdens，
我们怎么来思想我们的主，我们的生命怎么能够成长呢
？And how can we have any more energy to think about our Lord? And how can we allow this life to grow?
所以主耶稣说，一个人不能同时侍奉两个主。
That's why the Lord says we cannot serve two masters.
不能侍奉主又侍奉马门。
We cannot serve both the Lord and Mammon.
所以我们是在求主让我们有一颗专一的心。
May the Lord give us a single heart.
让主能够在我们心中来做宝座。
So that He can simply be on the throne of our heart.
与荆棘一同成长的植物，它是长大了。
The plants that grow among the thorns, yes, they can grow.
可是长大不是主要的。
But it cannot grow into maturity that the Lord desires.
主要的是我们能够成结果子。而且果子要能够成熟。
The Lord wants us to bear fruit, and that the fruit to mature.
很多时候，我们或许结了果子，可是不能成熟，不能 给主人享用。
Sometimes perhaps we do bear some fruit, but the fruit is not mature enough, and it cannot be used and enjoyed by the master.
我想到我们家去年有一棵无花果树。
I remember last year we have this fig tree at home.
长了好多的无花果。
It grew many figs.
可是没有一颗成熟的。
But not one of them grew to maturity.
实在是很可惜。
And I really felt very pitiful.
因为底下长了很多杂草。
Because there are many weeds growing underneath it.
我没有时间去整理它。
I didn't have time to clean it out.
所以去年呢，就把它清得很干净。
So last year, after the season, I cleaned it up very well.
现在长得很好。
And right now it's growing very well.
也有很多果子。
And there are many fruits.
就是求主让那些果子能够成熟。
And I'm praying that the Lord will cause the fruit to mature.
同样的，主今天在我们的身上，他也希望我们所有的果子能够成熟。
In the same way, the Lord desires for all the fruit that are growing in our lives to grow into maturity.
如果我们的果子是未熟而落，主是何等的伤心。
And if our fruit fell before it grew to maturity, then how it will sadden the Lord's heart.
就在荆棘的日子，就像在罗马书第七章所说的，这个征战。
Growing among the thorns is like what Roman chapter 7 described. This warfare.
很多时候我们愿意，但是我们不做。我们所不愿意的，我们却去做。
So often we're willing, but we cannot do it, and we do the things that we do not want to do.
求主真是让我们能够有一个专一的心。
So may the Lord truly give us the single heart.
就是。所以我们一个种子不能够结实的三个原因，就是落在路旁，落在土浅石头地，落在荆棘里。
So these are the three reasons why the plant, the seed cannot grow and cannot bear fruit. One is that they fell along the wayside or in the rocky soil, or he fell among the thorns.
感谢主，他没有停在这里。
But we thank the Lord, he did not stop here.
他告诉我们怎么样的土可以结实。
He shows us which kind of soil can bear fruit.
可以结实30倍、60倍、100倍。
Even 30-fold, 60-fold, even 100-fold.
对一个种树的人、种花的人，他是何等的喜悦，看到他的树，看到他的花，30倍、60倍、100倍。
If you're a sower and you see your flower or your trees and plants can grow 30 times, 60-fold, or even 100-fold, how joyful would you be?
主解释说，那落在好土的，就是人听得到。
So the Lord says, those who have fallen among the good soil are those who have heard the word of God.
如果你仔细看的话，每一个都是人听得到。
If you read it carefully, then all of them have heard the word of God.
讲了四遍。
He said it 4 times.
可是这一次呢，落在好土的呢，这个听得到了，他明白了。
But this time, they heard the word and understood it.
其实土种第二个那个在土浅石头地的，他也明白了。
Actually, the person, the second one who fell among the rocky soil, they also received it.
而且他欢喜的领受了。
And he received it with joy.
可是这个好土的不一样，他明白了之后呢，他怎样？他持守在诚实善良的心里。
But here the good soil is different. Not only he received it, but he hold it fast in the honest and good heart.
这是一个唯一的一个不同的一点。
And this is the only difference that we see.
他持守在诚实善良的心里。
This person holds it fast in the honest and good heart.
所以主给我们看到。一点，我们的心是怎么样呢
？So the Lord allows us to see how is our heart.
这个主的话要在我们的心里要能够发芽，要能够成长。我们这个心，这个好土是个诚实善良的心。
For the word of God to sprout and to grow in our hearts, our heart needs to be an honest and good heart.
我记得有一次弟兄也分享到，我们属灵操练的第一步就是要诚实，诚实就是不说谎。
And our brother has shared with us, I remember, that the first spiritual exercise is to be honest. Being honest means there should be no lie in our lives.
也主耶稣也告诉我们，我们要用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
The Lord also told us we need to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
就这个诚实的心是主所看重的。
And this honest and upright heart is treasured by the Lord.
这个诚实呢，我们不只是对人诚实，我想最重要、最难的是要对自己诚实。
Not only saying that we need to be honest with others, but most importantly, I think it's also the most difficult that we need to be honest to ourselves.
中国人有一句话，人常常实在是自欺欺人。
Our Chinese has a saying that we're always lying to ourselves.
所以有时候这里主说我们要再有一个诚实善良的心。
So the Lord says we need to have an honest and good heart.
什么是善良的心呢？
What does it mean to have a good heart?
只有神的心是善良的。
Only the Lord is good.
只有神的心是诚实的。
Only His heart is honest.
一个善良的心是一个没有石头、没有荆棘、一个单一的心。
A good heart is one that does not that is not rocky, that does not have thorns. It is an undivided heart.
所以我们实在是要求主恩待我们。
So we need to ask the Lord to be merciful to us.
我们这个心要常常的整好、准备好，等待主的话语进来。
That our heart needs to be constantly plowed to be made ready so that the word of the Lord can enter in.
让这个种子能在我们心中来成长。
So that the seed can grow in our heart.
让这个宝贝能够在我们心中来彰显。
That this treasure can be manifested in our heart.
实在是求主。来保守我们。
We truly need the Lord to keep us.
让我们这个人要能先被对付。
So that we can be dealt with.
我们才能领受神的话。
Then we can receive the word of God.
才能持守所承认的道。
And then we can hold fast unto the word of our confession.
一个刚硬的心，主是没有办法工作的。
The Lord cannot work in a hardened heart.
除了要持守在这个诚实善良的心里以外，他这里讲的，并且要忍耐这结实。
So here it says not only to hold it fast in the honest and good heart, but bear fruit with perseverance.
这里讲到这个结实是需要忍耐的。
Here it says to bear fruit, we need perseverance.
因为我们知道这个一个树呢，要发芽、要成长是要一段时间的。
Because we know for a plant to sprout and to grow, it takes time.
是没有速成的。
There is no shortcut.
是需要滋润，是需要雨水。
It needs nurturing. It needs water.
才能够往下扎根，能够向上结果。
And it takes time to bear fruit, to take root downward and to bear fruit upward.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们对于主的话，我们实在是要持守。
So we need to hold fast unto the word of God.
我们的人要被对付。
We need to be dealt with.
我们要等候主的时间。
And we need to wait for the timing of the Lord.
因为在主里面没有难成的事。
Because in Him there is nothing impossible.
不管我主怎么，我们人怎么悖逆，我们人怎么败坏。
No matter how rebellious we are, no matter how corrupted our nature is.
如果我们有一颗向主的心。
If we still have a heart that's towards the Lord.
主就能够在我们的身上来做工。
Then He's able to work in our lives.
这不是速成，不是一两天就可以的。
There is no shortcut. It does not happen a day or two.
因为主有主的时间。
Because He has His timing.
所以在彼得前书五章六节那句话说，到的时候，主就必叫你升高。
Therefore, First Peter says He will exalt you in due time.
这个升高的意思，就主就让我们能够长大，就让我们能够结实。
And exalting means.That we, in due time, will grow up, will be matured, and we can bear fruit.
就像在旧约加勒主怎么说他呢
？And as if you remember how the Lord spoke of Caleb in the Old Testament.
他说他专心跟从我。
He says he followed me single-hearted.
所以加勒他有个单一的心跟从主。
He has the single, undivided heart to follow the Lord.
他等候主的时间。
And he's waiting for the proper time of the Lord.
那最后呢？结实有一百倍，有六十倍，有三十倍。
So lastly,
我们要做什么
？So lastly, we see those who bear fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold.
因为主在下面就没有说，他给我们三十倍、六十倍、一百倍之后，他就没有再说什么了。
And then he did not give further description of what to do next after we bear fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold.
我就想到说，主给我们这么多的丰富，这么多的恩典。其实主把种子赐给我们，也是要我们做一个撒种的人。
So I was thinking to myself, since the Lord has given us so much abundance, not only He has sowed His seed in us, but also He wants us to be sowers of seed.
因为主他是有旨意的神。
Because He is a God of purpose.
他做任何的事情都是有目的的。
He has a purpose in everything He does.
这里在哥林多后书那边讲到说，那四种给撒种的，四粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子。
In 2 Corinthians, he says, He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing.
所以是在这愿意 那个种子能够在我们的心中能够发芽，能够结实累累，也能够让我们做一个撒种的人。
So our desire should be that the word of God can enter into our heart as seed, and seed, and grow to maturity and bear much fruit, so that we can also be sowers of seed.
这也是主拯救我们的目的。
And this is the purpose why the Lord has saved us.
就像当初在旧约，神赐福给约瑟。
Just as the Old Testament, the Lord has shown mercy to Joseph.
有七年的丰年。
And he had 7 years of abundance.
让他能够存粮。
So that they can store up food.
所以在要来的七个荒年里面，约瑟可以做一个荒凉的人。
So that in the 7 years of famine, he can be the one who distribute food.
所以是在感谢主，让我们今天还能够在这里，也让我们能够做一个。
So we thank the Lord. Today we can be here and to receive the word and to store up food.
也让这个主这个种子能够在我们的心中能够发芽，能够结果。
So the seed can grow and mature in our heart.
最后呢，我们来想想看，我们思想，我们很多机会，我们能够有听到主的话。
Lastly, we want to think about these many opportunities that we can hear about the word of God.
我们逐日的信息。
We can hear from the Word of God on Sundays.
礼拜晚上我们一起来查经。
On Friday nights during Bible study.
主一次一次的将他的话，将这个宝贝撒在我们的心中。
Time and time again, the Lord shares with us the Word of God and also places the treasure in our heart.
我们今天早上在这里来思想，我们的心是个怎么样的心。
So this morning we ought to examine what kind of heart we have.
我们对主的话的反应是怎么样
？What is our reaction to the word of God？
我们是不是不在乎、不清楚、不明白
？Are we those who do not care for and do not understand the word of God？
还是不默想，只是听一听就不能生根，就走了就忘记了
？Are we those who cannot meditate on the Lord of God, on the word of God, and we receive it but we forget very quickly？
还是被思虑或私欲所困？就把主的话给忘了。
Or are we being choked by the worries and the riches of this world?
希伯来书的作者告诉我们要放下各样的重担，脱去缠累我们的罪。
The author of Hebrew tells us we ought to lay aside every burden and the sin so easily entangle us.
早上愿意求主让我们记住一件事。
May the Lord help us to remember this one thing.
让我们有一颗诚实善良的心能够来持守主的话
that we can have this honest and good heart to hold fast unto the word of God
能够忍耐等候主的时候
and persevere and wait for the proper time of the Lord
让我们能够结实
so that we can bear fruit
让我们能够有100倍60倍30倍
that we may have 30-fold 60-fold and 100-fold harvest
能够做一个撒种的人
so that we can be those who can also be sowers of seed
让我们趁着还有今天我们能彼此互勉
while it is still called today let us encourage one another
让主的话能够在我们的心中生根发芽
so the word of the Lord can take root in our heart and grow
最后呢我们来做一个实验
lastly we can make an experiment
我们等一下我们今天听了主的话之后
Later on, since we have heard the word of the Lord
我们等一下去吃饭
When we go to eat
还记不记得早上说了什么
Will we still remember what we heard in the morning?
我们很多时候吃饭的时候已经忘记早上说什么
Very often, by the time by lunch comes around, we have already forgotten what we heard
所以我们实在是很健忘的一个人
And we truly are forgetful
我们的心已经在开始思虑下午要做什么
And our hearts are already thinking aboutOr even worrying about what to do in the afternoon.
我下礼拜要很多事要做。
Or all the things we need to do next week.
主的话没有办法在我们的心中来存留。
The word of the Lord cannot remain in our heart.
或许我们现在想想上礼拜是谁讲道。
Or if you can try to remember who spoke last Sunday.
讲什么
？Or what did he spoke about?
我们还记得多少
？If what? How much do you remember?
我们实在是愿意主常常来激励我们。
How we need the Lord to encourage us often.
我们也可以常常来。回想一下，主跟我们讲了些什么话
？So that we can remember the word that He has spoken to us.
因为主告诉我们要来昼夜思想他的话语。
Because the Lord says those who meditate the word of God day and night.
因为唯有这样，主的话，主的种子，才能在我们心中能够生根， 能够发芽，能够结果。
Because only in such a way can the word of God be like a seed that enters into our heart and take root and to grow and to bear seed, to bear fruit.
世上很多速成的。
There are many shortcuts in this world.
主的道路没有速成的。
But the way of the Lord has no shortcut.
要忍耐结实。
It takes perseverance to bear fruit.
要持守那诚实善良的心。
And we need to hold it fast in the good and honest heart.
愿主恩待他自己的话。
May the Lord be gracious to his own words.
帮助等会我们吃饭的时候还记得弟兄开始所分享的。
I try to help everyone so that we can still remember what our brother shared by lunch.
我想重复弟兄开始所分享的一句话，至少我们到时候可以记住这一句话。
So that I try to repeat what he has already said, so then perhaps this one thing we can still remember.
这就是彼得前书第五章第六节。
That is what he shared from 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6.
所以这里说到，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time.
我当时跟弟兄一起交通的时候，今天早晨一点点的负担就是这一条叫我们升高的路。
As I was sharing with my brother earlier, and I realized this burden is placed in me to share about this way to humble ourselves.
就是这条升高的路，就是要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
Which is the way to be exalted in proper time, to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
特别是在各样的处境的当中，我们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
Especially in all different circumstances, we need to learn to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
我们愿意用新约当中的一个例子来看主耶稣当时如何把他的门徒放在一个非常特别的环境的当中。
We want to use an example in the New Testament to see how the Lord placed his disciples in a very special circumstance.
来叫他的门徒来学习怎么样子自卑，能够来伏在神大能的手下。
So that they can learn to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God.
同时我们知道这个故事其实也是大家非常熟悉的。
And this is a story that we are all very familiar with.
我们在查经或者在很多分享当中我们都提到过。
And we mentioned it in Bible study or in many sharing fellowships.
所以我们也愿意借着大家来一起来读这个故事的时候，虽然熟悉，我们也可以来借这个机会学习怎么样子自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
So as we read the story again, we can also learn to be humble and to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
我想这也是开始弟兄跟我们交通道，这个是我们对主的话的一个反应。
And this is also a reaction, a test to see what our reaction would be to the word of God.
好，这个故事是被记载在三本福音书当中，虽然分享会用到这三本书里面的内容，但是我们今天只读马可福音当中的记载。
The story is also recorded in three different gospel books, and we'll only read from one recording.
在马可福音第六章从四十五节开始。
We'll read from the book of Mark chapter 6. We'll read from verse 45.
那地方说到，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边伯赛大去，等他叫众人散开，他既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。到了晚上，船在海中，耶稣独自在岸上，看见门徒因风不顺，摇橹甚苦，夜里月有四更天，就在海面上走，往他们那里去，意思要过到他们去。但门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫起来，因为他们都看见了他，且甚惊慌。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。于是到他们那里上了船，风就住了。
Verse 45. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he himself was sending the crowd away. After bidding them farewell, he left for the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them, at about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea, and he intended to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed that it was a ghost and cried out. For they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke with them and said to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped, and they were utterly astonished.
Okay, 这个故事我们都假如熟悉的话，这个故事是紧接着五饼二鱼的神迹之后。
If we're familiar with it, we know this story happened right after when he fed 5,000.
耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到海的那边。
Immediately after he fed 5,000, he made his disciples to get into the boat to go ahead of him to the other side of the sea.
我们看到那天主吩咐门徒一件事情，到他们上，叫他们上船去一个地方。
And here we see the Lord gave a command to his disciples and made them go into the boat to go to a destination.
圣经用了一个很特别的字，用催这个字。
The Bible even used a special, very interesting word saying he compelled them to get into the boat.
说到主给门徒其实是一个命令。
And this is a command.
主在这里不是说我建议你们到那边去，而是命令他们，你们要上船。
He was not suggesting them that they would go to the other side, but he commanded them. He made them go get in the boat and go to the other side.
主在那里对他的门徒有一个计划，也为他们设立了一个目标。
See how the Lord has a purpose and also a destination, a goal for his disciples.
同时，我们也看到主其实把门徒放进了一个环境，叫他们上船渡海。
And he also made them and put them in an environment, a circumstance where they had to be in the boat and to cross over the sea.
讲到海，我们都知道圣经里很多地方都是指我们所生活的这个世界。
And to talk about sea, we know very often in the Bible use the sea as a parallel to the world, the living environment that we're in.
就像主对我们每一个他的门徒，当我们蒙恩得救以后，成为他的门徒以后，他就催促我们上船，把我们仍然好像留在这个世界当中。
Just like all of us, after we believe the Lord, as if the Lord put us in the boat and put us in the sea, He make us to remain in this world.
但同时我们知道，他对我们每一个人都有一个计划，都有一个托付，都有一个目标。
But at the same time, we know He has entrusted us with a plan, with a purpose, and He has given us a goal.
有的时候我们真的是会在想，主为什么不直接一下子叫我们就渡到海的那边去？为什么要叫我们自己能渡到海的那边去
？Sometimes we really think, why didn't the Lord take us immediately to the other side? Why do we have to be in this world and try to sail over to the other side?
因为主也知道我们在海上，在这个世界上面肯定是会有挣扎，会有退后，会有的时候会随流失去。但为什么主还这么做？
But because we know that the Lord knows when we're in the sea, we'll be struggling, we will have trials, and sometimes we'll fall back, we'll even be washed away by the waves. Why did he still allow us to be in this environment?
所以这时候我们真的需要我们来到主面前，我们要自卑，要伏在神大能的手下。
So we truly need to come before him and humble ourselves, submit ourselves under his mighty hand, and try to understand.
我们要承认他的道路是高过我们的道路，他的意念是高过我们的意念。
We need to confess that His way is higher than our way. His mind is higher than our mind.
就像那日这些门徒没有像其他的人留在那个五饼二鱼那个地方。
And these disciples were not like the others who stayed at the place that were filled by 5 loaves and 2 fish.
因为当时有很多的人留在五饼二鱼那个地方，那个是好的无比的地方。
Because there are many, many thousands that stayed at the place where they were filled by 5 loaves and 2 fish, a place that of abundance.
但那些主的门徒，主怎么吩咐他们，他们就照着行。
But these disciples of the Lord, as Jesus commanded them, they followed.
接着我们就看到这个海的本质。
So as soon after, we saw the nature of the sea.
也是我们所生活的这个世界的本质。
Which is also the nature of this world that we live in.
我们知道海是不会永远让人觉得平静安稳的。
We know the sea will not always be calm and smooth.
虽然有的时候我们看上去还很平静。
Even though often sometimes we see that it seems to be pretty smooth and calm.
但你不知道什么时候它就会波浪起伏。
But you don't know when it will be stirred up.
所以海对人来说是非常一个不稳定的。
And we know there is instability being in the sea.
我就不是特别喜欢海。
I myself do not really like the ocean.
虽然我很喜欢海滩。
Even though I like the beaches.
因为我很怕海上的这个风浪。当你在船上一有风浪的时候，你就会觉得非常不舒服。
Because I'm very afraid of the waves and, in the ocean. And if you're in the boat and the wave comes, it makes you very uncomfortable.
所以我们家一直不敢坐那个 cruise 出去，因为就怕海上碰到风浪。
For our family, we never dare to take a cruise because we don't want to be in the open sea and be caught in the storm.
啊，直到去年我们第一次坐。
Until last year, it was our first time taking a cruise.
但我们选的这个航线不是在海上的。
And we didn't take a cruise that go out to the open sea.
因为那条线路它是一直沿着海岸线走的。
It just follow the seashore, follow the coastline.
所以这个世界就像这个海一样，充满了很多的不安不稳。
So the world that we live in, just like the ocean, it has much instability and it has much turmoil.
如果我们想想我们自己所生活的这个环境的时候，我们就会有体会。
If we think about the environment that we live in, then we understand this perfectly.
但主耶稣就叫他的门徒上船渡到海的那边去。
Yet the Lord Jesus still made his disciples to get into the boat to sail ahead of him to the other side.
门徒，我想门徒刚出发的时候，海面可能是相当的平静。
And perhaps when the disciples first set out, the sea was very calm.
如果不平静的话，我想门徒就不愿意上船去。
And if it wasn't calm, perhaps they wouldn't even be willing to get into the boat.
但我们看到其实没多久到了晚上，圣经说忽然狂风大作，海就翻腾起来。
But the Bible says when evening came, suddenly the sea was stirred up and the wind was blowing against them.
这里给我们看到不仅有海，而且海上会有风。
So here not only we see the sea, but also we see the wind and the storm.
这个风也是狂风，我们看到也是一种逆风。
And this is not only a storm, but also a wind that blows against them.
因为阻止这个船要到他要去的地方。
And this wind was contrary to their direction. They tried to prevent them from going to their destination.
他甚至要把这个船吹向相反的方向。
And he was trying to blow them to the opposite side.
就像这个世界上一样，我们看到会有仇敌的势力，就像这个风一样。
Just like this world that we see, there is the power of the enemy, just like the wind and the storm.
它会兴起各样的危机，各样的风潮，叫一些事情来发生。
It will stir up many crises. It will stir up many turmoils and cause things to happen.
我们就知道这些风的目的就是为了来反对和阻止神的百姓来跟随主。
And we know all this is for the purpose to prevent us from following the Lord.
当我们只有一些警醒的时候，我们就会觉得，当我们每次有心愿要起来跟随主，要起来爱主的时候。
If we're alert, then we'll realize this. Whenever we have a little desire to rise up to follow the Lord and to love Him,
你会就知道有一股势力会向着我们来。
Then you will feel that there is a power against us.
其实这个势力不一定是我们不喜欢的。
And sometimes this power is not something that we dislike.
甚至包括这个势力是一些世界给我们的好处。
Because very often this thing, these influences includes the benefits and the pleasures of this world.
但我们也知道这个一切的风，这一切的东西是叫我们能够来随风而去。
But we should know that all this rose up so that we can follow the wind.
叫我们能够来随着这个世界的风潮。
It causes us to follow the influence of this world.
叫我们来效法这个世界。
So that we can become conformed to this world.
叫我们跟随主爱主的心渐渐的冷淡，叫我们能够来渐渐的远离神。
It will make our love for the Lord to cool down so that we can walk away from God.
我们的主其实很清楚我们在这个世界上所要面临的这一切。
Our Lord actually knows this very well. He knows everything that we're about to face in this world.
但有一点我们要记住，是我们的主把我们放在他的船上，在海里前行。
But we need to remember this one thing. He put us in his boat and he put us in the sea so that we can go forward.
虽然我们仍然生活在这个世界当中，
even though we still live in this world,
但是我们可以不属于这个世界。
But we don't have to belong to this world.
我们可以不来效法这个世界。
We don't have to be conformed to this world.
除非你自己要从船上跳进海里。
Unless you jump yourself from the boat overboard into the sea.
所以当门徒在海上经历这个风浪翻腾的时候，
So as the disciples were caught in the storm,
其实这些门徒们他们是有选择的。
They have a choice.
因为我们知道这些门徒当中有不少是以打鱼为生的。
Because we know many of them were fishermen.
他们在海上是 professional。
They were professional seamen.
所以他们应该很有经验，怎么来对付这些风浪。
They should have much experience into how to deal with a storm.
虽然我没有在海里面打过鱼啊。
Even though I have never been a fisherman, never been in the sea.
但是我想渔夫们他们是不会选择在风浪当中来打鱼。
But I can imagine fishermen would not choose to fish in the storm.
他们一定会想办法来避开这个风浪。
They must have different ways and methods to avoid the storm.
但是我们很稀奇发现这些门徒当时并没有避开这些风浪。
But amazingly, they did not go around the storm. They did not try to avoid it.
更没有顺着这样的个风来行船。
Nor were they pushed and blown away by the wind.
圣经在这里说，门徒因风不顺，摇橹甚苦。
Here the Bible records that the wind was against them and they were straining at the oars.
而且圣经记载他们行了相当于有三里多的路。
And the Lord says, the Bible recorded that they went about three stadia of distance.
就这是相当长的一个距离。
And it's a very long distance.
所以我们看到这些门徒，他们是相当认真的来顺服主的话。
So we see these disciples, they were serious about following the Lord and obeying His command.
他们没有在海中，他们走，他们就不走。
They did not stop in the middle of the ocean.
他们在船上没有摇摇橹，他们就不摇了。
They did not stop rowing the boat.
所以我们很多的时候，我们想想我们自己的生活。
So when we think about our own environment,
包括我们的读经、祷告、聚会
，our life, our Bible reading, our devotions, our prayers.
很多的时候，我们真的是有这样一个心愿，能够来跟随我们的主，我们愿意来多读经、多祷告、多聚会。
Very often we have this desire. We want to come and read more of His Word and have more spend more time praying to Him and spend more time fellowshipping with the saints.
但不多久，我们发现你读经、祷告、聚会是非常苦、非常难的。
And sometimes, very often, we realize after a while, reading the Bible, praying, spending time with the saints become difficult.
慢慢就退去了。
And gradually we shrink back.
渐渐的，当我们不读经、不经常祷告、不聚会，好像心里没有感觉了。
And gradually we lose the feeling, lose the sense, of coming, or the urgency of coming to meetings, of praying.
求主来帮助我们，应该有不要有这样一个感觉。
May the Lord, really help us and have mercy so that we not lose the urgency.
我想当时门徒在船上还有一个想法。
Perhaps the disciples on that day have another thought in the boat.
我想门徒他们是何等的愿意主就在他们的船上。
Perhaps they really desired that the Lord would be right there with them in the boat.
我们按照圣经记载，其实不多久之前还有一次，其实是主在船上的时候，他们遭遇风浪的时候，主就立即平静了风浪。
Because if you read the recordings of the Bible, not very long before the Lord was with them, they were also in the boat and they were caught in the storm.
但我想当时门徒在船上至少有一件事情可以安慰他们。
And at that time, the Lord calmed the storm very quickly. But here, this time, perhaps there's one thing that can still comfort the disciples.
因为他们每个人身边呢有一篮子的饼。
Because maybe they have a basket, each of them have a basket.Of bread left over next to them.
我不知道这是不是主当时特意为他们所预备的。
I don't know if this is specially arranged by the Lord.
让他们在那样的艰苦的环境的当中，他们有食物来加添他们的力量。
That in this difficult time, they can still have food to sustain them.
当夜在最黑的四更天的时候，在风浪翻腾的时候。
And in the fourth watch of the night, in the darkest time, when the sea was really stirred up.
当门徒们因风不顺、摇橹甚苦的时候
，When they were straining at the oar because the wind was against them，
我想他们也是会在祷告。
Perhaps they were also praying。
我想他们也是会在问主在哪里。
Perhaps they're also asking where is the Lord？
就像我们当我们面临一些事情在我们面前难处发生的时候，
like,
我们也会来问主在哪里。
Just like us, when things happen, when crises arise, we will ask where is the Lord？
那么主到底在哪里呢？
But where is the Lord?
圣经给我们看到主在山上祷告。
The Bible tells us He is on the mountain to pray.
圣经说主看见门徒因风不顺，摇橹甚苦。
And the Bible says the Lord sees them straining at the oar.
我们的主清清楚楚地知道所发生的一切。
The Lord knows very clearly what's happening.
他在山上，在背后，在暗中，我们的主正在为我们祷告。
He is on the mountain. He is in the secret place. He's praying for us.
他的眼睛一直注视着我们。
At the same time, his eye is always on us.
他清楚地知道我们所忍受的一切。
He clearly knows all the things that we're enduring.
他清楚地知道我们为他所付的一切的代价。
He clearly knows all the price that we're paying and all the sufferings that we're enduring.
不仅如此，我们的主还亲自来就近我们。
And not only this, he's walking near us.
在最黑的黑夜，在我们力不能胜，几乎走不下去的时候，主其实正在走进我们的身边。
In the darkest hour, and when our strength is exhausted, when we feel that we cannot go on anymore, actually he's right at that moment walking closer and closer.
他来走进我们的身边，来扶持我们，来帮助我们。
And he's drawing nearer so that he can support us and sustain us.
海上的风浪是会在我们的生活当中。
Yes, we will encounter storms on the sea.
这个是其实是其极其真实的事情。
And these are all very true, real experiences.
很多的时候我们确实实在力不能胜。
Very often we cannot, overcome it with our own strength.
但是我们可以说我们并没有屈服。
But we can say that we, will not be broken down.
我们并没有被环境打倒。
We will not be overcome by the environment.
因为我们知道仇敌是何等的盼望，他能够来胜过我们，把我们来制服在他的权势下面。
Because we know our enemy desires to overcome us, to subdue us under his power.
但是我们是可以不被胜过的。
But we don't have to be overcome by the enemy.
为什么呢
？Why？
我们知道哥林多后书第四章的地方说到。我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
Because we remember in 2 Corinthians, Paul says, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed but not despairing, persecuted but not abandoned, and struck down but not destroyed.
我们会四面受敌，但我们却不会被困住。
Yes, we may be afflicted in every way.
我们会心里作难，但我们却不致失望。
But not crushed, we might be perplexed in the heart, but not despairing.
我们会遭遇逼迫，但我们却不被丢弃。
We may be persecuted, but never forsaken.
我们会被打倒，但我们不致失望。
We might be struck down, but we will never destroyed.
我们可以被 knocked down, but not knocked out.
We could be knocked down, but we're not knocked out.
因为我们有这个宝贝在我们的里面。
Because we have a treasure in us.
就是那位在海面上行走的主。
That is the Lord who is walking on the waters.
是那位把风和海浪都踩在脚下的主，住在我们的里面。
He is the Lord who can trample the sea and the waves and the storm under His foot.
当我们读圣经的时候，好像有一个问题。
So when we're reading this portion of the scripture, we might have a question.
但也是当时门徒们所面临的一个难处。
It's also a difficulty that the disciples are encountering.
我们是不是能够来认出？就近我们的主。
Can we recognize this Lord that's drawing near to us?
很稀奇，当时主在海面上行走，要走进他们去的时候。
It's amazing that the Lord was walking on the water and he was passing by them.
门徒看见了，却惊慌害怕起来。
They saw him and they were terrified.
好像他们在那个环境当中不认识主。
As if in that environment they can no longer recognize the Lord.
为什么会这样
？Why is that?
因为门徒当时所认识的主是那些能分饼叫五千人吃饱的主。
Because at that time they only knew the Lord as the Lord who can satisfy them with bread.
是能医病赶鬼的主。
They only knew the Lord who can heal their sickness and cast out demons.
是能够立即平静风浪的主。
It's the Lord who can quickly calm the sea.
他们没有见过在海面上行走的主。
But they haven't seen the Lord who can walk on waters.
他们就自然就认不出。向他们走来的主
And they cannot recognize this Lord who is drawing near to them.
不仅认不出来，甚至还认错，以为是鬼怪，反而害怕起来。
Not only they couldn't recognize him, they mistook him as a ghost, and they started crying out because they were terrified.
我们有的时候也是这样，往往凭着我们的眼见来认识，来经历我们的主。
And it's the same way with us. Often we only know him by our eyesight.
我们会很明白、很清楚地认识能够来叫人吃饼得饱的主。
We can very quickly recognize the Lord that satisfies us with bread.
我们很容易地认识叫人病得医治的主。
We can easily recognize the Lord who can heal our diseases.
我们一下子就会认出按我们的想法来供应我们的主。
We can quickly recognize the Lord who satisfies and, and, uh, and grants our wishes.
我们也能够来认识，能够答应我们祷告，来救我们的主。
And we know the Lord who can answer our prayers and come to save us.
但我们往往认不出，叫我们来背十字架跟从他的主。
But often we cannot recognize the Lord who asks us to take up the cross and follow Him.
也认不出叫我们从死里复活的主。
And we cannot recognize the Lord who is calling us out of death into life.
所以有的时候，虽然主正靠近我们，走近我们。但我们反倒认为主在远离我们。
So very often, even though the Lord is drawing near to us, walking towards us, we thought He's walking away.
但感谢主，那日那时主对他们说：“是我，不要怕。”
But we thank the Lord at that moment. He said, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid."
当门徒们一听到主的声音，就欢喜地接他上船。船立时就到了他们所要去的地方。
The disciples, as soon as they heard the voice of the Lord, they gladly received him onto their boat.
所以我们来看到这个故事的时候，那天晚上门徒们到底学到了什么功课？
So if we see the story, what did the disciples learn that evening?
这个故事对我们又有什么帮助？
And what does the story mean to us?
首先我们知道这些主所吩咐的门徒是一群对主非常认真的人。
First, we see these disciples are serious about following the Lord.
是一群有心来跟从他的人。
They really have a heart to follow him.
正是这样一群人，主并没有把他们放在一个安逸的环境当中。
But it was exactly these people was not, they were not placed by the Lord in a very comfortable environment.
反而主来催他的门徒上船，去一个他要门徒去的地方。
But rather the Lord compelled them to get into the boat to cross the sea to the other side.
当我们在这样子顺服并在照着行的时候
So when we follow him and obey him
我们看到难处就会临到
We realize that's when the going gets tough
正如在海上的时候是会有风浪
Just like when we're in the sea the storm will rise
主在这里让我们看到不是当我们顺服主交托主的时候我们就不会遇到任何的难处
So we see it's not that when we submit ourselves under God all our problems will be solved
我想主更希望让我们能看到，即使我们在难处的当中，但这些难处无法胜过我们。
But rather, even if we're in all these trials and difficulties, they cannot overcome us.
反而我们能够依靠他来胜过这些难处。
On the other hand, by relying on him, we can overcome the environment.
我们来读这个故事的时候，让我们可以来学习，在环境和艰难当中，能够来抓住主的话语和他的应许。
When we read this story, we see that in difficult times, we can hold fast unto His word and trust in His promises.
就像那日门徒就顺从主的吩咐渡到海的那边去。
Because just like the disciples, they obeyed the command of the Lord and they were going to the other side.
当我们有了主的话、主的命令的时候，我们接下来要做的就是要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
Having the command, having the word of God, the next they have to do is to submit, humble themselves under the mighty hand of God.
即使在各样的难处环境当中，我们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
Especially in all these difficulties and difficult environments, we ought to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
因为最后到了最后，到了时候，他必叫我们升高。
Because in proper time, He will exalt us.
这里的升高不是说我们在病痛的当中，当了时候神就给我们更强壮的身体。
This being exalted by God is not saying that in sickness He will give us strength.
并不是说我们在失业的难处当中，到了时候神就给我们一个更好的工作。
It's not necessarily saying when we lose our job He will exalt us by giving us a better job.
因为不管是我们这些肉身的身体，我们的工作，我们其他的一切都是会过去，不会存到永远。
Because whether in this physical life or our career or anything in this world, it cannot last till eternity.
升高也不是我们自己能够摇橹到海的那边去。
And us being exalted does not mean that we can use our own strength and strain, continue to strain at the oar to row us to ourselves to the other side.
这里是指到了时候，我们到了主要我们去的地方。
But here it means at the proper time, we will arrive.Where the Lord wants us to go.
和主能够一同站在海的那边。
That we can stand with Him on the other side of the sea.
就像弟兄开始说，到了时候就能够来结出主所悦纳的果子。
Just as our brother just shared, at proper time we can bear fruit that the Lord desires.
这个故事也让我们能够来学习到，在经历难处跟风浪的时候，如何成为一个奉献给主的人。
He also teaches us how to be those who can be consecrated to the Lord, especially in the difficult times.
成为一个背起十字架跟随主的人。
So that we can be those who take up our cross and follow Him.
即使摇橹甚苦也不放弃。
Even if we're straining at the oar, we cannot give up.
在旧约当中，有一个人就像主耶稣在地上一样。
In the Old Testament, there is one person who is just like the Lord on the earth.
他真正背过自己的十字架。
He truly have borne his own cross.
这个人就是以撒。
That is Isaac.
当时以撒跟他的父亲亚伯拉罕同行往神所指示他们去的地方。
At that time, Isaac was following his father Abraham to go to the mountain that the Lord has shown them.
亚伯拉罕就把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒的身上。
And Abraham put the wood for the sacrifice on his son Isaac.
他自己手里拿着火与刀。
And Abraham himself took the fire and the knife.
以撒就问他父亲亚伯拉罕说。
And so Isaac asked his father Abraham.
他说父亲啊，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
He says, here is the wood and the fire for the sacrifice, but where is the lamb for sacrifice?
亚伯拉罕就回答说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
Abraham says, my son, God himself will prepare a lamb for sacrifice.
圣经说，于是二人同行。
And therefore, the Bible recorded they walked together.
那个时候，以撒没有说，那我们就停在这里看一下，到底羊羔在哪里。
The Isaac did not say, well, then let's stay here and look around to see where it really is the lamb.
没有，而是他与父亲同行。
But rather he walked with his father.
以撒相信他父亲的话。
And he believed the word of the father.
他相信神会预备。
He believed that the Lord will provide.
他就自己背着这个燔祭的柴。
So he carried the wood for sacrifice.
这个柴其实是做祭坛的柴。
Because we know this wood is used for building an altar.
其实这就是他自己的一个十字架。
And that is his own cross.
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕就在那里筑坛。
And at the time, when they arrived at the place of God's command, Abraham built an altar.
他把柴摆好放在那里。
They placed the wood on top of the altar.
就捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上。
And they bound up Isaac, his own son, and placed him on top of the wood.
我们看到到以撒经历了这一段背着自己十字架的路程过程以后，
And after Isaac have walked through this path carrying his own cross,
他就没有任何的疑问，没有任何的犹豫。
He no longer has any questioning. He no longer has any doubts.
没有任何的挣扎，他就把自己的身子献上。
Without any hesitation or struggle, he offered himself.
作为活祭，在神面前成为一个完全奉献。
He offered himself as a living sacrifice to be completely consecrated to God.
我们也求主来帮助我们，让我们能够来学习，在经历到难处跟风浪的时候。
So may the Lord also help us when we experience and encounter difficulties and trials.
让我们成为一个更多奉献给主的。
That we can be those who can be consecrated to the Lord.
成为一个背起十字架跟随主的人。
That we can also carry our own cross and follow Him.
成为一个更多担当为主的人。
That we can be those who are undivided, single-hearted for God.
即使在最黑的黑夜，
even in the darkest hour.
即使在风浪翻腾的时候，
even in the raging sea.
即使在摇橹甚苦的时候，
even if we're straining at the oars.
也不放弃。
But we will not give up.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
主啊，我们真是感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
今天你还给我们这个机会，让我们来学习自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
Today, you still give us opportunity to learn to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
让我们能够来愿意背起我们自己的十字架来跟随主。
That we will be willing to take up our cross and follow you.
虽然这不是一条容易的路。
Even though it's not easy going.
我们会经过风浪，会很艰难。
Even though we'll go through trials and storm, it will be difficult.
我们也不知道会面临什么，也不知道还要走多久。
We do not know what we will face. We do not know how long we should go.
但我们确信，到了时候主必叫我们升高。
But we trust at proper time you will exalt us.
因为到那时候，我们要成为一群看到主笑脸的门徒。
Because on that day we will see that smiling face of the Lord.
我们求主来继续扶持我们。
Lord, we ask that you will continue to support us.
让我们能够来忍耐，能够来忠心往前。
That you may sustain us so that we can be patient and bear fruit with perseverance.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.